A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying he is one and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. If you drive along Highway 1 in California, there's a place called Big Sur, where the Pacific Ocean comes up against a landscape of cliffs and forests. And there's a Camaldolese Benedictine monastery called New Camaldoli. I've had the joy of making several silent retreats there, surrounded by spectacular beauty. And I've had the chance to slow way down and to listen for God's voice. One of my favorite parts of the monastic day is in the evening after Vespers, when the retreatants, if they want to, can sit with the monks for 30 minutes of silent prayer in front of the Blessed Sacrament. This is a powerful experience, with each one of us, in our own way, opening our hearts, souls, and minds to God. Brothers and sisters, you cannot pray like this and not be changed. Or so I thought. After one retreat, I had a week. I'm driving home along Highway 1, a famous road that some people travel from across the world to drive, by the way. Listening to some holy music, feeling very loving and holy, looking out at the glittering waves of God's holy ocean, until I get stuck behind a really slow car. This guy won't speed up. He won't pull over. He seems completely oblivious to me back there behind him fuming. So now I'm clutching my steering wheel. I'm muttering. It is possible that I'm maybe tailgating. And if you're picturing this as you listen to me, be sure to imagine the steam coming out of my ears at the same time that "Be Thou My Vision" is playing on the car radio. Everyone, it took me 20 miles to find a straight bit of road to pass that guy, and by the time I did, with not very good grace, my holy had pretty much rubbed off. God had given me the chance, an easy chance, to practice my love for God, which I just spent a whole week nourishing on a real human being. And I blew it. Brothers and sisters, I need to hear again and again and again, as our scribe does in today's gospel, that God wants me to love God, and that the way I do that is to love my neighbor. The scribe asks what the first commandment is, and Jesus gives him two for one, because they can't be separated. The scribe knows this. I know it. You know it. All through our scriptures, our Judeo-Christian tradition, we hear again and again and again how to treat one another. Again and again and again, we blow it. Again and again comes Jesus, telling us that to love God and one another brings the reign of God near. When I say the unloving thing to an edgy spouse, or a cranky toddler, or my annoying colleague at work, or in the comment box on that blog. When I do the unloving thing at home or school or work, and I see that I've blown it, that little tug in my heart is God, drawing me near, reminding me, love me, love my people, keep practicing. I know I'm going to get the chance to practice today. You probably will too. Brothers and sisters, may we love the Lord our God enough with our hearts, our souls, our minds, that we have the strength to live that love in God's world, where it's so sorely needed.